I don't like egg slut. I think there's like one. I like tried three things, and like there's only one thing that I like, and I can't even remember.
I think because I was waiting in that damn line, it just tasted so much better. But I think you're right. I think it's kind of overhyped.
It's fucking eggs.
Right.
Like, no offense, but it's like, so everything on their menu is like 80% egg and then the rest. But like, egg is so easy to be bland as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not hard to and they just put it fancier, and it's kind of just like, I could have gone to Denny's and had eggs and hash browns, because they'll do like eggs on potato, like mashed potatoes. Mm. So bro, I could have had hash browns and fucking, and I could have made my own sunny side up eggs.
I had McDonald's in Virginia. Hey, bro.
I've had McDonald's in Virginia.
That shit was not fucking McDonald's.
It's different?
Bro, it's different, bro. They got
pizza out there.
It's big black ladies cooking it.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Fire.
In Florida, they make McDonald's pizza.
That's fucking gross.
It's weird.
I'd rather kill myself. McDonald's pizza? You shitting me?
Yeah, I'm serious, bro.
You had it?
Not the pizza, but I've had McDonald's in Virginia.
Let me see if I get
it's a little more. It's a little more love.
Let me see if I get a picture.
What?
Because I know that my friend posted it. All
right, bro. Two of my students, their mom, she was like, I was talking to her because she was asking me questions about costumes and stuff. And I saw, like, I just glanced at her phone, and it was just food. And I was like, you finna make me a sweet potato pie? And I was just joking. And she's like, I know how to. And I was like, do you? And she was like, yeah. And yeah. But she was like, I was like, usually I have to go on the hunt for my friends, because not all my friends, like family, make sweet potato pie. And like, usually I got to scavenge around Thanksgiving and see who has some to spare. She's like, oh, I'll make you one like next week. And I was like, I love you.
That shit kind of looks sad, bro.
I was telling her too.
That's not a pizza.
That's what they're making that over in Florida.
At McDonald's?
Yeah, one of my friends from Florida posted that.
Everything looks wrong with that.
It looks like it's got like...
Like, what is that?
Peas. It looks like it has peas on top. I think it's green onions.
No, not from McDonald's. It's not like green onions. That's...
It's little lettuce balls.
Whatever.
That's absolutely disgusting.
But I was telling her too. I was like, I could learn to make sweet potato pie. But it will never be right. I was like, I need a mom. Oh, I'll save you some.
Have you had it before?
No, we bully him about this shit.
I asked, and you guys were like, nah.
And he was like, I'll make it myself. And like, no.
You know,
and
crazy?
So it's not a win-win situation. It's like, I can't make it myself.
No, you can't.
And
I mean, you can. It just won't be good.
No, it just will be.
Okay, well.
My mom had made some on things.
Can she make me some?
I just said I'll save you some. Were you not listening? I literally was looking at you. Where the fuck were you at? You're on vacation? I would love to go with you.
I'm checked out. The year just started, but I'm done for
this
year.
I'm just angry about the embroidery machine. Bro. Lewis, I feel like some of, like, people from the clothing line have seen, like, what I am when I'm, like, really stressed and angry. And nothing stresses me out. It makes me angrier than my clothes, like, coming out.
Had the one of the best launches. I'm just assuming.
Yeah, it was. I just woke up and shit was crazy.
Yeah, one of the best launches, and this man is angry. He's mad. That's how you know he's a businessman.
I hate when shit goes wrong. Like, yeah. Like, where?
Are you recording?
I am recording.
You're so goofy.
That's why I just be knowing.
I can't trust you that guy. Spoil it. Just cut it out.
I ain't gonna cut nothing out. I'm gonna leave it all in.
You're sickening. I hate you.
I know.
Don't act like I won't. But boy, you weak, you for that quickie. I want smoke. Once I touch down in your city, you know it be all she wrote. I might hit my rookie in that quickie. I'm the goat. Yeah, the freak come out at night.
Don't think we don't bite.
Hey. Once I throw you off your balance. Wow, you're not in the long, bro. You listen to all that music. And you don't know Gang Slide by Blast?
Bro. By Blixt? Come on, man.
I bet you 90% of people don't know that song.
I bet you 90% do. How dare you?
What ratio are we talking? Are we talking you like said it. 1,000 versus 1,000,000 people?
Oh, now look, now
it depends. It depends from what, from
LA,
from which, yeah, yeah,
LA,
everybody LA, know LA, everybody,
everybody know that song. It turned to a block party just out the window.
It's 100% then.
No. Everybody's going crazy.
That's so
funny. How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that you're having a fantastic day. We are back with another episode here today. Of course, I am Danko, and I am joined with my lovely co-host. I have, of course, Lorenzo.
My embroidery machine messed up a sweater, so I'm a little mad.
Just a little mad.
It's okay. It's fine. But it was annoying because I wanted to get it to you. I know that sounds super passive aggressive, huh? It's fine. Okay. It's okay.
Everyone says that red would look good on me, so we'll see. We'll test that theory out. But yeah,
who's everybody? My fault.
Damn.
Hey, hi.
I don't have any friends.
My name's Lewis.
Yeah, I think you make the most.
Chicken stars suck.
You were craving them though.
I was craving chicken nuggets.
They don't got chicken nuggets. They got chicken stars.
That's why he chose it. That's what he's saying. He doesn't. Chicken stars suck. But he's saying that that's the closest thing he was gonna get.
Oh, I would have gotten you some chicken nuggets somewhere else.
You if said I'm you was going real. To Carl's Jr. We ain't finna.
Yeah, no, but I'll drive around, bro. I'm just trying to cater to y'all.
This is Lottie Dottie. You ain't know?
I'm just trying to be nice.
Lottie Dottie. Like, we ain't trying to cause no trouble, man.
That's crazy.
What do we get for Carl's Jr., boys?
Western Bacon Burger. Keep it real. You didn't even introduce Lewis yet.
Chicken stars. He introduces himself.
I don't know what
the How's fuck. It going, guys? It's Lewis. It's Lewis here. Hey.
I don't know what the fuck I got.
I feel like you make the most angry facials here because I've been friends with you for years and I've never said, dude, in the hours we sat here, like, sometimes I think you're angry at me just because you look at me, but sometimes you go.
I just need confirmation.
I'm with you. I'm just always like, I know.
So everyone here is here for the show. And of course, before we start, I'd like to give a shout out to Lorenzo, aka head of Elementary Clothing.
Yeah.
Because he dropped it.
Yeah.
I did it at exactly 11:59. So it's exactly 1 week. It will our Valentine's Day crew neck is only selling for 1 week. Mm-hmm. And it's hopefully not too limited stock. I mean, if orders pass, then I'll buy some more. But it's only selling until the very end of Valentine's Day. Exactly 1 week.
Yeah, go check that out. Check the Instagram at Elementary Clothing. No, it's just at Elementary, right?
That's a good question.
I think it's at Elementary.
I always forget this because I don't. Because the website somebody has Elementary out there. Elementary.com.
They do.
Yeah, that's why I always forget. No, it's at Elementary. The website's elementaryclothing.com. I'm creative. There's no way. Like, why does somebody else have LRNZO78 on Minecraft? That makes no sense. I'm a genius.
The odds are just against you, I guess.
I just don't understand. Like, who else is thinking like me? I need to figure it out.
So go pick those up before time runs out. There's some dope ass pieces of clothing, as well as pick up the hoodie. The hoodie's still up, right?
Yep, the hoodie will be up forever. Started our essential lines, and we basically just have a logo on it. But after a few years, I realized, I was like, wow, I don't have my logo like that much on clothes. And it's like, and my logo, I feel like my logo is like low key. When people see the logo, they see my face.
Right.
That's why. Yeah. So I was like, maybe I should do more simple stuff for a little bit, just so like if you want to grab some, you can. In March we have another crew neck coming out, black and bronze one. That's a leak, but it's a black and brown one. And in summer, maybe some shorts.
Damn,
they're gonna be jorts though. They're gonna be the zipper ones. They're gonna be zipper detachable zipper fa- I don't know why I always did like that though. I didn't think it was cool. Like, it didn't look cool.
You just got to layer it over so, like, when the pants are on, it's on, like, your knee.
Yeah.
But when you unzip it and you move it, it's you got to line it up so that the logo stays
on
the shorts. That would be so dope.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, go pick up your clothing at elementaryclothing.com. Dope and a sponsor of the podcast. So yeah, go pick it up. Some dope clothes.
Danko's only shouting me out because he finally got a sweater, but that's also my fault.
Bro, I've been chilling. I've been mad chilling. I have so much elementary clothing. I think I have more like of those than any other piece of brand out there. So I appreciate it.
Also, be on the lookout. We're bringing a design back.
Yeah.
Later this year.
Ooh.
I don't know if you can. I'm doing finger guns.
It's kind of picking up. Yeah, it's kind of picking up. So moving on with the show, we have a special episode today. We are going to be doing a B-side on a very prominent R&B singer and songwriter. Who are we doing today?
Blina Raz. Mm. I said that on accident today, so it's kind of been on my mind.
We are doing Alina Baraz. Very, very, very interesting character, especially with her background, and started as a SoundCloud artist. Before we start, any experiences with Alina Baraz beforehand
that you
want to go through? Like, where you found her? Like, what era she kind of popped up for you?
I found her from Fora, actually. Rapper Fora.
Okay.
Oh.
He sampled one of the songs off of
her first one?
Urban Flora.
Urban Flora? Yeah.
And then I was like, yo, this sample's crazy. And then I wanted to, like, because he pitched it up or down, I think. And I was like, yo, what is this? And then, you know, did my little research, found it. And I was like, yo, this girl different. She's different.
I don't know if you told me about her, but I found her from The Color of You. And I mean, I'll get in more in depth into how I feel about that, but I think it's either I found her on my own and me and Lewis happened to talk about her, or Lewis told me, which I'm not surprised because Lewis showed me Joyner and Earl. So my only good music taste is from Lewis.
Why are you looking like that?
Talk
You're
real quick.
You scare me.
Oh yeah, we didn't test.
Talk.
I'm talking right now. Hello?
Okay, you're good. I just want to make sure. You'll get through.
He's trying to mute. He's trying to mute you on BHM. That's crazy. he moves it up.
I was more accustomed to Alina Baraz in remixes. Her music gets remixed a lot. It's perfect because she kind of has the voice for it, for like electronic music. Urban Flora, The Color of You is the remix album that I listen to the most, but I never really delved into her music as much until now. So like, I'm talking about music, like I love electronic remixes of like DJs just putting their own take on a track and then just spinning it, and she has a voice for that kind of stuff. It reminds me of like Adventure Club, K-Tronada, when he would do remixes or DJ sets. Like, she's got that voice for electronic music, and that kind of goes into what the first project is. But yeah, so that's kind of our experience with Alina Baraz.
Oh, wait, I lied. I know where I first heard her. I first heard her from this chick that I was talking to. Not going to say her name because I did not. She creeped me out later on. But she showed me Electric featuring Khalid. She was like, oh, this is like a really good song. And I listened to it and I was like, okay, whatever. And then Color of You came out. And I was like, oh, that's the same chick that chick that I dislike now showed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 2014 for me.
2014.
Dang, 2014. Yeah. Almost 10 years.
Khalid and Alina Baraz kind of work a lot together. They rose to prominence around the same time. But a little bit about Alina Baraz to kind of get her background on just where she gets her voice from, I guess. Because for her, in interviews, she said that this is like a learned thing. She would sing in gospel and choirs as a child. Her parents are Ukrainian, so her musical background is not necessarily 90s or early 2000s music, as a lot of American children would grow up to like. She would listen to classical music and oldies and stuff.
She's Ukrainian?
She is.
Yeah, I know. I'm after he said that, I went to go look up what she looks like. I was like, what?
Wow.
So, yeah. And so her background is a little bit different. She discovered most of like early 90s R&B. We'll get into her influences later because it'll go into some of the albums as well. She one day realized that she really enjoyed doing music. So she went up to her mom and she was like, "Mom, I want to go do, I want to be a singer." And this is, she was 19 years old at the time. Her mom quit her job, ended her relationship, and they moved to LA. Like literally just right off the bat was supportive.
What? Mm-hmm. When, what?
Yeah, her and her mom.
When did that ever happen, ever? It's, like that, bro, it's like stuff like this is weird, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like this is actually like picture perfect. Like, okay, yeah, she's gonna make it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not one of those stories. Oh, yeah, she quit her job. We moved to LA.
Yeah.
We never made it.
I truly think that some of the most successful people is because they had a support system.
Right.
Yeah. Because I think that, like, obviously that builds confidence enough to put stuff out. And then you also have, like, family that, like, supports you and stuff.
Either you have, like, a classical like this where it's just, like, you're taking that risk with family,
yeah,
and your family's there for you, or you're like, I'm not, this is not to call anybody out, Eminem. But like Eminem, Billie Eilish, for example, like she had her brother was a producer, her family comes from music, Taylor Swift.
Whoa, her family. Did you just call Billie Eilish an industry plant? That's crazy.
Well,
wow, dude, that's a hot
take.
No
hate, but that's another way that like people who are successful, they either have a background in that kind of stuff with other family, or your family's just all in, let's be supportive about it.
Yeah.
So she moves to LA, and in 2013, she releases her first song. It's called Rose Dipped Gold. It's pretty good. It's a lot different from what we are used to hearing from Alina Baraz. I don't know if you guys were able to pick that up. But it is a piano singer-songwriter song. It came out on a Lounge Master Vibes, which is a nonprofit for music and entertainment. And they published a ton of artists. It's royalty-free music, if you will. So she does that. She starts to really like Galimatias. She kind of fixates on one of his tracks called Drift, which is one of his original tracks. Galimatias is a Swedish electronic artist. And she posted a cover on SoundCloud. This was originally a cover. Well, her own music, of course, on Galimatias' own track. She sends it to Galimatias, like, hey, I hope this is okay. And they start talking. They go back and forth. Galimatias would make music for Alina Baraz. Alina would make music for Galimatias, just lyrics, and he would kind of work around that. And that's how we kind of get the creation of Urban Flora, which is their collaboration album. It's not just Alina Baraz album. It is a Galimatias EP as well. Excuse me. So, a little fun fact, they would never meet face-to-face until after Urban Flora is done. Until they started doing interviews. And Urban Flora is in the works for about a year and a half. And this is, in my opinion, one of my favorite Alina Baraz projects. Mainly because, like I said, she does really well with electronic music. She doesn't do it a lot later on in life, but like this is like, she's got the voice for house or techno, or in this case, this is electronica.
Anything.
Yeah, so Alina Baraz in interviews has said that this entire album revolves around the stages of a flower. She's really fixated on flowers, even the track listings, how they're listed. They are the different stages until Decay, which is the last track. This was a SoundCloud release before it even hit commercial. It released in 2015, but in May received commercial treatment by Ultra Music. And then 4 months later had a remixed EP. This is the first time we see DJs coming in because Ultra Music is mainly electronic music. So Galimatias definitely had an influence on where they got picked up. And then a bunch of DJs just went on it. Remixed the whole thing. So I want to talk about inspiration. Galimatias first, of course, in an interview, he said that his inspiration is what he sees around him. And we've had guests who I would like Eugen Blue and Dirty Shoes, aka Macadamian Music, what they see around them in moments. Yeah. Like that's where they take inspiration. And Galimatias says the same thing. Alina Baraz She looks up to different artists that she discovered herself. So Adele, Amy Winehouse, Karina Bailey Ray, and not Ukraine, I apologize, but Russia. So, okay. But yeah, her influences are still from her parents, classical music, and then she found 90s music on her own. Now, the thing about Alina Baraz is she does not show her face around this time at all.
I hated that. I hated that so much because I'm like, bro, this girl's voice is amazing. Like, what does she look like? Like, why are you singing so beautiful? Like, are you ugly? Like, why are you not showing yourself? Like, I don't get it.
So she describes
she knew she was too good.
All her shows at this time, she would do solo stuff without Gala Matias. She would perform shows in the dark.
Oh, that's crazy.
She would not. She would barely show anything, and she would just perform in pitch black. And she kind of sees it as it's. She wanted to be intimate with her shows. And as far as photos on the internet, it's very minimal. Yeah, and so she. This is a quote from her. She just said, "I just want to keep our shows intimate, almost as if you're coming into my room and I'm just singing to you." And she sticks. She sticks to this thing throughout her entire career. So, this is where she gets signed as a solo singer with Mom and Pop Music. Other Mom and Pop notable artists: Beach Bunny, Porter Robinson, and FKJ. These are all people who have signed with Mom and Pop Music and are still with Mom and Pop today. This is where she just kind of skyrockets. She's a commercial success, her and Gala Matias. She goes on 5 different festivals in 2016. So, of course, she's going to freaking Coachella, Bonnaroo. She's going to a ton of festivals, and she announces her debut album is coming, which is funny because her debut album does not come for like another 3 years. And then she goes on a solo tour. She also goes on a tour in 2018 to support Coldplay. So the thing about this is from 2015 all the way up to about 2020, Alina Baraz is only doing tours and EPs, not an album yet. So yeah, that's Urban Flora.
I listened to Urban Flora and I'm kind of glad. I think she is beautiful on electronic music, but very glad she's straight away. Yeah. Just because I feel like she had more to give. When I was like listening to it, I was like, oh, this is like, it's good. It's great, but it's very like, the sounds are very, very upfront, very basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is a bare bones project and at the end of the day.
Yeah. And also, it's also not just her.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All right. The Color of You. It's interesting. I was reading. I'm bad at lying. So, Danko wrote these notes. I didn't write shit. Hold up. Alina Baraz wrote, the reason why I named this album The Color of You was since I work so much with colors when something unknown comes by. That was what initially threw me off. Something came into my life and I couldn't describe it, so I started thinking of it as a color that didn't really exist before. It took me time to understand that color. I'm starting off with this because this is related to like me. And I once used to choreograph like this. I would use shapes and colors and they would feel blurry. And when I found like how like a certain part of that song felt, I would give it a shape and like complete the color.
Wait, do you have synesthesia? Like when you listen to music, do you see shapes and like colors?
No, that's, but I like started choreographing like I did.
Oh, okay.
But I don't actually do it. I do that when I eat. This is like Ratatouille. But I'm so serious. But yeah, I wanted to start off that because yeah, that when I read that, I was like, that makes so much sense because I've done the same thing and stuff. Sometimes there's different auras and feels. And now I think I have all the tools in my dance arsenal to like not have that way of choreographing. But hearing somebody describe it like that, I was like, I understand and feel that so much.
Mm-hmm.
The Color View is great. I feel like everybody should listen to it.
Yeah.
This is when basically I found Alina Baraz. It has like super dreamlike vocals. It feels like pure R&B, and there's like a lot of fun stuff. There's a lot of slowdown stuff. There's an electronic song with not DJ Khaled, Khalid. Sometimes reading it feels weird, but Alinda describes this project as going out of her comfort zone, not being nervous, but just stepping away from what she's known. And I feel like we should state like some of our favorite songs.
Yeah. Sorry, I should have did that for Urban Flora.
Yeah, you're stinky.
I'm sorry. I really liked Fantasy. That one's a really fun song. And yeah, that's my favorite song from Urban Flora, at least.
Show Me. Make You Feel. Let me stop. That was yours.
No, you're good. No,
Just name the whole album. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
That's half the album already. What you named.
Everything that she makes to me is just like top tier.
Yeah.
I listen to everything that she made, and I couldn't find like one bad song. Like there were songs that I didn't
particularly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like they weren't like my favorites.
Yeah.
But I'm like, damn.
Her singing is incredible.
She's like not missing.
Yeah. So one of the interesting things about Urban Flora, real quick, because we are talking about the color of You, is if you notice that the track, the artists, how they're arranged, like sometimes Galimantias is in the front,
yeah,
and Alina Baraz is in the front. It's because that's what was made first.
Yeah.
So Galimantias, he made that sound for Alina Baraz and sent it to her,
and then
Alina Baraz would send her.
So. Yeah.
The color in You, man, I don't know, because this is not as much electronic. Like the Khalid song is iconic.
Yeah, like, but Floating, it's like a really good one.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Floating.
Not Electric. Floating. Electric is the more electronic one.
Yeah. Yeah. This. Oh yeah, he did two songs with.
Yeah,
Khalid?
He did Floating.
And I'm still breathing.
But yeah, this is pure R&B. There's no, with Galimantias not making tracks for her, she just wanted to do something different. And this is what she wanted to do. She wanted to be an R&B singer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I like Floating. I like Floating a lot.
I feel like this is like her debut. Like, okay, boom, this is me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what you heard before. Like, yeah, that was
I was getting my feet wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, this is what you should expect from me now. This is the sound. This is my sound.
Yeah.
The other stuff was like, it was a collab. This is me wholeheartedly.
I don't understand how she only uses 9 tracks in this song, in this album, and it all still makes sense and all still feels really different.
Yeah.
Like, Floating, like let's go from like choosing Electric, Tainted. I don't even know why though. And like Floating, like all of those like completely different sounds, but like still is like the same sound of how the album sounds.
Right.
Like,
bro, it's crazy. Like her music sounds like her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, or you can like listen to the instrumental and be like, bro, this is Alina, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody else.
For reals. I think my favorite is Floating, and I Don't Even Know Why Though, even though I Don't Even Know Why Though is a dirty song.
This is the best kind of song.
So, yeah, we
for
get
every
a,
R&B singer, right?
We get a more intimate view with Alina Baraz with this album. She opens up a little more. Again, she's still not showing a lot of photos or a lot of that. She kind of describes social media as like people who do it are constantly doing it. You're giving so much of yourself at once.
Yeah.
And to her, she's slowly like spoon feeding her fans, like her actually opening up one on one with someone, which The Color of You is based on. The Color of You refers to this person that she's in love with trying to figure them out, which it doesn't work out in the end, of course.
I think my favorite song on this is Tainted.
Tainted is good.
I mean, I don't know what's not good on this album.
I think my least favorite song is I Don't Even Know Why Though, just because it's like, I don't know, like the instrumental to me was not like my favorite.
Yeah.
Obviously, like her songwriting is impeccable, but
yeah,
I don't know. If I had to pick one, it would probably be that one.
Yeah, it's like just, it's the least favorite, but not, it's like, it's not hated.
It like, it's the most different.
Yeah.
Out of all of them to me.
Yeah. I think as a dancer, it feels like it's very hard to choose between this or any of these songs, honestly, because she has really interesting lyrics and interesting flows on top of a great voice. And then on top of that, she has details in all these songs for The Color of You. Like, there's so many details. Like, as a dancer, you can, mm-hmm. you can, what is it called? You can highlight in your dancing. So if right. you are a dancer, or if you're one of my students, go listen to this. Maybe I don't even know why, though. Maybe not that. But but there's a lot of really good details in, like, a lot of these songs.
Yeah.
And it's very fun to play around with, because she still has that, like, kind of, like, synth electric sound in the back mm-hmm. for like, most of her songs. Like, you can, like, play with that openness to, like, how long some of the music is pulling.
Yeah.
I love this.
Another notable fact, Alina Baraz, this, again, playing off colors, red is her go-to color when she is recording. It's red, and she always writes in blue. So it's little facts.
Is she a blue? Okay.
Club.
When asked who she wanted to collaborate with, she said, well, Billie Eilish or Andre 3000.
What? Nuts.
Those are two opposites. Right? Sorry, I didn't read that. My bad.
That's okay.
But,
no.
But those are, I think I saw that and I was like, what the hell? And I just, like, passed it by.
It'll work so good.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be so stupid.
Yeah.
Like, now that I'm, like, listening to it.
I mean, we're, like, going to see later on that she can work well with rappers. Like really well.
What is that face?
You don't like Six Lack?
What did you just call him?
Six Lack.
Why did you call him that?
You know, I figured out that he had a line that said, you know, I hear some people call me Six Lack, but they're just being ignorant. I'm just going to keep doing what I got to do.
That just made me so angry.
Apparently, I'm not the only one.
I say Six Lack sometimes because it's funny.
I think I said Black one time. Jokes and you're on, like, you. Whoa. I remember that. So.
Yeah, like,
jokes on you. Black, I know you hate me.
Just saying Black is crazy.
I know. Yeah, saying
like, on Black featuring Black.
What do you mean by that?
So there was one standalone single that I wanted to highlight, which was Trust. You can see I put the cover on there, the actual song. Hey, Red, look, Red's right there. So yeah, a good song.
So sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're here. The debut. Mm-hmm. That we've all been waiting for, literally everybody. I know I wasn't like tapped in, but like when it came out, I was there.
Yeah.
Huh? What happened? Yeah, me. I was there. Where was you?
I forgot that.
Where were you?
I listened to it.
Where were you?
In my mom's room.
Where were you?
I wasn't there yet.
Why not?
I listened to it at work like a week ago.
What?
Yeah.
You barely listened to it a week ago?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I listened to it the day it came out,
and it's the best in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, like, I listen to all this discography pretty hard.
Do you see this guy?
Yeah, but this dude listens to 20 albums.
Exactly. So how did you, like, skip? Oh,
you know, I started 2020. I started doing this. Oh yeah, and I started this in 2020 when I started.
Wow. Yeah, you're gonna. Albums. You know what I started? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's your excuse?
But I listen to it now, and I really like it. Why don't you talk to us about it?
Don't tell me what to do. I was gonna do that anyway. Now I don't want to. I don't even want to no more. But I'm gonna do it anyway because I'm a professional, bitch. Anyways, not. It was Divine by Alina Baraz.
Yeah.
Debut album.
Right.
Featuring the likes of Black, Smino, DJ Khaled. Not really.
It's Khalid.
Khalid. And the
one and only
Snashdy Nostradamus.
Damn. You got Nas.
Like,
on
what?
That.
Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You just pop out your debut. Boom, I got Nas on it.
She didn't get Andre 3000, but she did get Nas.
Nas, if you ever come across our podcast, my clothing brand is called Illmatic. You have an album called Illmatic. I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Ooh, collab. All
right, boom. This is like, I feel like everything before this was like, you know, just to keep like people in the know.
Engaged.
With her.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Yeah, I have this project. Boom. Don't forget about me. Hey, I'm still making music. And then this is when like she, boom, spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything. Just her.
52 minutes.
Is that really how long it is?
Yeah.
Damn.
And 12 seconds.
Damn.
I'm looking at it right now.
This, but phenomenal. Phenomenal debut album. This is more so about like self-discovery more than it is about relationships. Mm-hmm. Like she's really like sang about in her past music. And then she's even gone on to say, I make the music for myself, but I release it for the listener. So which is crazy.
She's still with the whole like, I want this for my listeners, just one-on-one kind of thing.
Bro, I just told that to my cousin the other day. Uh-huh. I was like, yo, I don't really care. Like, I make music for myself. If people happen to like it, mm-hmm. you know, that's a plus. But, like, I really, because, bro, like, I don't know if she does it, but, like, we're essentially making music in our room. Yeah. Like, in our safe haven.
Yeah.
And then, like, for people, like, when you release it and people like it, it's like, damn, that's crazy. Like, I really just wrote this on my bed or in my car. But people just like hold it so near and dear to their heart. It's nuts. It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you relate? Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
With my clothing line.
Did you? Touche. Touche. Yeah. Touche.
Because I
he
really.
He got me. Hey. Yeah. He got me.
He got you. Because I really just make clothes card, that bro. I like. I just make clothes that I like and want to wear. And other people want to wear them too, which feels great. But it does feel weird. It's weird because like I don't belong in public. Like I think about that all the time. Yeah, like I don't belong. See, Lewis is one of my best friends. He knows I don't belong in public, and it's crazy when other people like oh yeah, you know, like I really enjoy your clothing line, or some of my students are like, yeah, like I would rather wear your clothing line than wear like Nike. I'm like, that's a bold statement. You know what they make? They breed incredible humans over there. Like I'm just a lazy dude who just likes wearing comfortable clothes.
my bad, OGs. All right, so yeah, so this album is like it's a mixture between the debut EP with how do you say his name?
Gallimatias.
Urban Flora with Gallimatias, and The Color of You, which was like her debut
Her EP? Solo EP, I guess you could call
EP
it.
EP album?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Her two mixtape and her album. Come on.
You got really good production that, I mean, even, again, Khalid on the electronic track, as well as, like, I want to say Black as well. Like, those tracks are more heavily electronic.
Yeah.
But she's still keeping that R&B sound.
I don't understand.
Bro.
Like, I don't know how she hears the things she does.
The opening song on this, My Whole Life, bro, it had me. Like, it grabbed me. Like, instantly, I was like, nah, this is what we doing? Like, this is setting the tone? You got me. Oh, my God. Phenomenal. Have you heard it?
Yeah, we talked about this album when it came out.
No, but have you heard it?
Yes, because we talked.
Have you heard it, though? Like, I don't think you understand what I mean.
Are you reading between the lines and analyzing it?
I don't think you heard it. Like, you listened to it.
I've listened to it twice.
That's it? Disrespect.
It's hard anyway, when you're a dancer.
Oh.
Oh, my bad. Fuck you.
Wow. Anyway. Shut up, dude.
My bad. You're right. I'm BHM. Around. My bad. I take it back. You're right.
So she describes this as, or she talks about it as like, I've always been image-based with each project. It changes. Her first project, I wanted to be extremely poetic and read exactly like a poem. My second project, I wanted it to be more conversational with It Was Divine. I wanted to combine both. I don't want to say I romanticize things, but I do see things in the light I write about them. And I'm a super visual person, so it naturally comes out. And you can definitely tell, like, listening to this, like, you can wholeheartedly, like, understand what she meant by that. Yeah. Like, this album is so, like, so honest. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's just so upfront. Like, every song, like, her lyrics, like, the imagery that she's given, all the features, aside from, like, maybe one, in my personal opinion, were fire.
You don't like the next one?
I hated it.
Yeah,
I don't think it was... What was that?
The hell was that?
I don't know.
Oh, I know what it was. Sorry. That was my iPad. Somebody bought a sweater.
Hey, money.
I think so. Oh, I remember why I only listened to this album twice. Because, so I'm somebody who just likes to listen to like one song constantly. And I remember before I listened to this, Lewis got mad at me for not listening to albums fully. Mm-hmm. And then I only listened to this twice because I didn't have the time to fully listen to it and still work on dances or listen to music that I worked on for dances. So I only got to listen to it twice because every time I see this album, I'm like, Lewis is going to get mad at me that I didn't listen to the whole thing front to back. I was like, but I don't have the time for that right now.
You guys be painting terrible portraits of me, bro. I'm such a nice person. I'm not even aggressive.
Make sure you check out the Chicho podcast.
What the fuck?
For just how much of a nice person Lewis
is. What the fuck is that?
I was just going to say you are a nice person. I'm not even going to lie.
I'm just going to attack you.
Oh.
On BHM? Wow, that's crazy.
As a friend?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, as a friend during Black History Month.
Keeping it real.
During Black History Month, this is your keeping it real?
This is when you want to keep it real?
Attacking me? Wow, dude.
I would never.
Let me be frank.
Alina. Oh.
This is a
bar?
Great album.
That was a bar.
This is not a...
Let me be frank. Oh, that's the name of a song on it. Oh, I'm so talented. You stink.
Lewis is not... Just so everybody's clear, Lewis is not mean or a bad friend. He's actually a really great friend, yeah. But he just wants you to have the best experience of music as possible.
Right.
And so he's very opinionated because mm-hmm. he wants you to enjoy the best food and stop listening to trash.
That's crazy.
Even though
would
we had Carl's Jr.
Would you have said that about me? Would you? I don't think so. That's crazy.
I think your music taste is immaculate. Fantastic.
Lewis has literally good. Introduced me to all my favorite.
That was good.
Immaculate.
That was a good one right there. But I'm sorry.
I went on a tangent.
My fault.
Damn.
Okay, favorite songs off of this. That's difficult, bro. If I had to pick though, I would probably say My Whole Life. It's the intro song, Endlessly and Night and Morning. I feel like those are probably the most that I had on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But this project as a whole is phenomenal. And I feel like it's a great debut album.
Yeah.
Front to back is fire.
Frank, Take It Home. Off the Grid is really good with Khalid.
That was probably the only time I didn't like them collabing.
Right.
That was probably like the only.
She kind of describes it as like someone asked her, like, do you tell Khalid what to do? And she was just like, nah, we just kind of just do what we.
They have chemistry now at this point.
They have chemistry.
Like maybe like the first song.
She says the same thing about Black is like,
no.
I just sent him a track and was like, hey,
Black is
check it out.
Though.
And he was just like, yeah, let's
different.
Do it.
Yeah.
That dude is different though. Like he's scary, bro. Like he's so talented. It's ridiculous. Like have you seen his freestyle?
I've seen him. He was in Love Renaissance.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he was in Love Renaissance. They did a Spotify song only one, and it was like a cypher one, bro. He did it so relaxed.
He did, bro. Yeah, that's the scariest part.
He's like he's chilling. That's so stupid.
He had this on Instagram like years ago, because he started off as a rapper. He was a battle rapper in high school, and then he just, I guess, he was like, everybody's rapping, so let me sing.
Yeah.
So, because I guess. Singing is like easier to get in the game with, I guess. I don't know, but I guess people forgot how good of a rapper he was, so he posted a freestyle on Instagram, chill, but just barring people's lives away, bro. Like I was watching it, I was like, bro, like he looked bored.
Yeah,
but like he was saying some of the craziest stuff. I was like, bro, like I hate this guy. Why is he so good? Like he put, like there's no effort.
Dick. I imagine that she just sends checks and he's like, I'll body this for fun.
That's how
and he doesn't write.
Oh,
he's one of those.
He's like, one of them.
He just writes.
He's Jay-Z, like Jay-Z style.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's how she kind of does it though. She just sends her own tracks or she sends her lyrics and she goes, what do you think? You wanna go on here? And then that's how it goes.
I'm gonna work with her one day. I don't care.
Send her stuff.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How? What? I mean, she is independent now. So
she is? She is independent because after it was Divine, yes, she leaves mom and pop. She becomes independent under her own LLC, Alina Baraz. And yeah, we get actually the most soon that it has ever been where she drops track. She actually drops a 2-pack a couple months apart in 2021. She releases Sunbeam and Moon Gate, two completely different track projects sound wise. She actually released she actually finished Moon Gate before her first project, Sunbeam. Of course, this is during quarantine that she wrote this. She kind of describes it as just like being thematically different. So she kind of says there are two sets of different emotions. Sunbeam is so focused on outwardly thoughts. It's like a new relationship. What can I do for you? I want to get to know you. It feels like the sun. It feels good. Whereas the second EP, there's so much grit to it. It's dark. It's the aftermath of a relationship where you're left with these thoughts in your head. They're so different, and I just want people to hear them at separate times. Which is, this is her reasoning of why she split them apart. Because originally, it was supposed to be like this, you know, decent-sized album. But she wanted to split it to give that emotion of, like, she released Sunbeam. Let me, I know that I'm right on the theory.
Like, they're separated because they're supposed to be, separated.
Right, in September. And Moongate was released in October.
Bless you.
Sorry.
So, weather's getting colder.
He said October, my bad.
Emotions are getting a little darker. And Moongate is my favorite, in my opinion, of the two-pack. Because it's darker.
What?
It deals, I know. And I'm an emo, remember that. That's I'm a sad boy. So, like, the stuff that she touches with, especially with, like, a track like Right There, is just, like, it just hits you there, those emotions of just like that overwhelming feeling of feeling lost. And so that's why I like Moongate a lot better. But she uses that, you know, the sun of happy emotions, moon of just like those dark kind of deep topics. And so, but these EPs are nice. They're only like 13 minutes.
Sunbeam.
Yeah.
Every song on Sunbeam.
I have not listened to this.
Every song on Sunbeam, I feel like, is just one of those ones.
It's one of them?
It's just one of those.
Damn.
Like, every single one, I'm like, damn.
Right.
Next one, damn. Next one, damn. One after, damn.
You like, heard
what
are this? We doing?
What are we doing here?
I have not. I thought these were, like, I remember coming across them, because one time I was like, oh, I missed, like, listening to Alina Baraz. And then, like, I came across it and I was like, oh, these are just two songs. And I didn't, like, think about it. For some reason, I just, like, glimpsed it. And then that was obviously my bad. Obviously, I was just looking for the song that I just wanted to hear at the time. But I will definitely listen to
Alone
this.
Alone With You?
Mm-hmm.
The transition, like, at the end?
That's why I have these two songs, like,
so stupid.
Because of the transition.
So OD.
No. I have to listen to it fully. Somebody told me that I had to listen to stuff front to back.
That's crazy, bro. This is a song. I'm talking about albums.
Wait, play it.
He's got to listen to it.
Play it. I do want to listen to it.
I don't know.
Is this third to last song?
Yeah.
We're waiting for it.
Bro, I swear on everything, I thought this was a completely different song. I was so pissed when it was just like the last bit. I was like, are you serious?
Oh, snap. So, no. Oh, wow. Okay.
I was hot, bro. I was like, what? This is only like 40, like 30 seconds of this.
Yeah, but it's just the last song.
Nah, it's the
it's the third to last?
Yeah.
Third to last.
Alone With You.
That's crazy.
I was so hot.
I enjoyed Sunbeam. I really did.
I listened, like, Sunbeam and what's the other one called?
Moongate.
Those are like the ones that I actually hadn't listened to mm-hmm. until what, maybe like 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, damn. But Sunbeam I had on repeat. Like, I just let it just keep looping because I'm like, damn.
Moongate, like, man. Like, this song right here, right there.
Her voice is so fake.
I know.
That's, it makes me mad, bro. Like, why? How do you sing like that?
Let me get to the chorus here.
I would love to talk to her.
I wouldn't.
I would love to pick her brain about, like, just creative stuff, like, artistically.
I feel like she would scare me. I would be, like, intimidated to speak to her.
Could you imagine if she was, like, she says all this night stuff about, like, her album and, like, beautifully descripted, and then you're like, how do you come up with stuff? And she's like, I don't know, get good. Like, I don't
know. Alina Baraz.
Be smoking weed.
Yeah.
Alina Baraz, we'd love to interview you.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you.
That would be so insane.
I'll pass out.
I'm
not even going to lie.
Like, I have a five-word minute. Bro, like, five-word limit.
Like, I'm not starstruck by nobody, but if we manage that, I'm not coming.
I'm gonna do how Alina Baraz does it. I'm just gonna send it to her. I'm gonna send her the episode.
That'd be crazy.
And then just be like, what do you think?
Hey, you wanna I make music too. I love you.
Now, as for that was 2021, it's 2023 now.
Uh-oh.
And Alina Baraz doesn't use social media a lot. I think some of her last posts for when Moongate and Sunbeam were in the works, she was just like, stuff is coming. But in 2023, just about a week and a half ago, she posted a tweet, said 2023 unlocked.
Oh, yeah.
What does it mean? We getting a new project?
It's giving me chills, bro.
Oh, another fun fact. She always releases stuff on her birthday. So,
what's her birthday? October? No.
Is she older than me?
She's 29 at the moment. Wait.
No,
I'm 30. She's born in 93. Ah, ha, ha.
She is 29 at the moment.
Now I'm curious about her birthday, though.
She's from Cleveland,
Ohio. Her birthday is September 24th.
Hey, shout out Jeffrey. Cleveland, she's from Ohio. Shout out Jeffrey.
So Sunbeam was released on her birthday, on September 24th. And so she even said in an interview that this project was for her. She likes doing this stuff and, like, releasing it on her birthday. Like, she kind of said that she does that. Yeah, I do that for me.
Yes.
And so she does plan on releasing something every year on her birthday, is what she said in an interview. And so that's exciting. At least we know that, like, you know, Alina Baraz, she wants to release stuff on her birthday with it.
I'm gonna forget.
I'm all for artists, like, doing stuff because, like, they want to. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, if you're not, like, you know, if you're not being, like, insensitive and insanely rude to people, like, yeah, I'm just doing me, like, no, you need to chill. I struggled with that for a long time, dancing wise. Like, I know what my students watched and, like, what they expected hip-hop to be. And then I think a couple years back, I told my students, dude, I'm tired of, like paying attention to you guys. Like, I want to make dances and do dumb stuff that I like. Mm-hmm. Or I guess not dumb. I just think it's fun to do, you know? So I'm all for Alina Baraz. Alina Baraz, my phone number is... <I'm just kidding.
laughs> You want to do a collab for Elementary Clothing?
That would be tight. Because you could put the ill just backwards, right? You just do A... Illina,
dude, Alina Baraz.
Just send her a hoodie, or.
Oh yeah, true. I just send the Valentine's Day one. just right. I love you. She's like, who's this even from?
But that's what we have. You. That was the B side for Alina Baraz. Beautiful voice, talented singer.
Very
R&B.
Very understanding of, like, how songs feel, incredibly mm-hmm. like, to go from, like, electronic to, like, R&B hip-hop-esque, like, she really understands, like, how, like, the melodies are supposed to feel.
She's legit, her music, like, that's, yeah, like, just, I feel like even the way she carries herself, like, because she's not so, like, in the forefront,
yeah,
like, her music isn't like that. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, she personifies her music.
Yeah,
It's weird.
She just takes bits of her essence and aura and puts it into music. It's crazy though. Yeah. But she always, I feel like other people do it, but they don't articulate it as well as she does. I think she's incredible.
I feel like the closest person is probably like Sabrina Claudio.
I was just gonna say that.
That's the only person I feel like.
Because Sabrina Claudio is so good at like.
I think they toured before together. If they ever work on a song together, I'm killing myself.
I'm gonna GTA. Choreograph to that for 5 years.
But like, still, boom! I need that super group, bro. Kiana Ledee, Alina Baraz, Sabrina Claudio. What is her name, bro?
Who are you talking about?
She makes music like in this genre.
In that genre?
Like in this lane. She has them all on her face.
Sabrina Claudio.
No. Somebody else. I know.
She made that music video. She was on the beach. Forgot her name, dude.
Next time on Dragon Ball Z.
Nah. We'll have the super group name. Hell no.
Anybody out there, or to our listeners, feel free to listen to Alina Baraz and tell us which maybe album might be your favorite or EP, and also tell us which songs you like from her.
Snow Allegra.
I don't know how I forgot that. I'm so angry. Yeah. That's disrespectful.
it really is.
I got to see Snow Allegra at
Stop, I hate you, shut up.
At Jonah Lucas concert.
Shut up, I hate you. I hate your stinking guts.
I'd like to close this B-side for what we could expect from Alina Baraz. Someone, this is an interview with DJ Booth that said, who do you want, this is in 2020, who do you want Alina Baraz to become in 5 years? And she said, I would like to say I just want to be in the same position, unapologetic about my work, and I never want to compromise. So that's
why. That's why she's goated.
That's her motivation.
She's goated.
But yeah, an interesting soul to say the least. And
she's Russian, not Ukrainian.
Yeah. Russian-Ukrainian. Yeah. Russian-Ukrainian. Oh, so I was right and wrong.
She's dang. She's me and her are similar. She's Euro-Asian. That's why.
Snow Allegra is Swedish. Yo, what?
What?
The episode, ladies and gentlemen. That's crazy, bro. Shout out to the Working On a Network. We're part of a network filled with amazing podcasts, such as the Chit Show podcast, which we were just on Leo and I. We talk just the chits. We talk pop culture and news. We also have the Solarian Girls. They talk about their favorite book series, The Zodiac Academy, and that's with Candace and Brittany. We have some more fun stuff coming on the way. Definitely going to be collaborating with the Chit Show a little bit more to do some fun things that we can all enjoy. Music related, of course. And with that being said, fellas, did you want to shout out anything?
Yes. Dropped the album.
Yes.
About a week ago. It was a week ago yesterday in my big brain. Yes, why? Because Jay Dilla and New Jabez's birthday was yesterday, February 7th. Oh, what? What's my name? 7th. Oh, that's crazy. Weird. Oh, Denty Kid? What? When was his birthday? The 7th. Oh, did I have him mix and master it? Maybe. I don't know. Is it ironic that I did that? No. Am I smart? Yes. Did I do it on purpose? Yes. Did I know that the 31st, a week from the 31st, was going to be the 7th? Yes.
Your brain is wild.
I'm smart.
Yeah.
So yeah, go listen to it. A Subtle Art of He's a part Concept. Of
we just got geniuses over here.
Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you listen to music, on all streaming platforms. It's on SoundCloud. It's on Bandcamp. Support period SVNTH on all streaming. And then I think on SoundCloud is SEV_NTH, and Bandcamp is, I don't know.
I gotta buy your album.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Somebody bought it today. Threw me the fuck off.
Yeah, I was gonna buy it after.
They bought it for $1.
No, I'm not. I was gonna give you way more than
it's that. Worth more than $1. But hey, thanks for the support. Thanks for the support.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A subtle art of a concept.
It's worth at least $150.
It's so good. I think I've listened to it 50 times.
You say 150? I'm going to kill you, dude.
Why do you look like a me character with that hair right now?
Sorry, my bad. I'll stop.
Go listen to it, because I'm pretty sure I've ran it 50 times.
That's great.
You're not going to see that, because I've ran the one, the friendship one.
I got the friendship early access one. I've ran that one. I've ran that one a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But go listen to it. Oh, LRNZO 78. I understand it sounds like bingo, but LRNZO. Hey. Shout out Silverman. LRNZO 78 on Instagram and I guess Twitter. If you want to go to my Twitter, you can go look at my likes, which is literally a bunch of cats and everyone once in a while. Some thick girls, but there's a bunch of cats there. But yeah, follow me. It's Freestyle February. I have two to do to catch up today. And then follow Elementary at on Instagram, elementaryclothing.com for the website. We just dropped our Valentine's Day sweater today.
Yeah.
Just today. And low-key selling out fast. So try and cop one and get your essentials. There's more essentials coming out on March 20th.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can just follow me on Album of the Year. It's just Danko.
Verified. Verified. Don't get it twisted.
Verified. I'm important.
I'm important. I'm not going to do my Instagram anymore.
Bulldozer.
No, it's just Danko.
My fault.
I'm not going to do album Instagram anymore just because it's private and I don't really post on there. But follow the podcast on @untitledmixtape.
Yes.
We are posting every day. And so there'll either be a fun fact or something fun we did, you know, and we'll be bringing in food. We ate Carl's Jr. today. So maybe next time it's going to be
something better.
Something better.
McDonald's pizza.
Next week, our next episode, I'm going to say it now. We're going to be doing a version of Bop or Flop, but it's going to be called Hit or Miss. And it's Billboard's top 20 hip hop albums of all time.
Oh hell no! I'm not coming.
You know how many
You
know how many Grammys there's been? Real quick, fun fact, everybody. I should have said this as my fun fact. There's been 63 Grammys. Do you want to guess how many albums of the year were won by Black people?
Three,
four.
Higher. It's a little higher than that.
Six.
15.
11.
Damn.
But 11 out of 63.
Racism, but
so yeah, we're gonna be by the way, if you want to hear our takes on the Grammys, check out the Chit Show podcast. We talk about it over there.
Unfiltered, like super unfiltered. Super unfiltered,
unhinged,
yeah,
angry. But yeah, next week we're going to be looking at Billboard's top 20 hip hop albums of all time. It is a list of 100, but we're not going to go through all 100.
That stinks.
And yeah, I want everyone to keep in mind this list was updated at 2020, so obviously, Mr. Moran, the Big Steppers, isn't going to be there. You're not going to see a lot of what you Billboard. Like there. Oh my God. It's going to be a fun episode. It's going to be fun.
I can't even, like,
I'm going to be so angry.
If Hurricane Chris is on there, on the top 20, I'm going to be so angry.
I'm going to be so mad the entire episode.
Do you want me to send you the list beforehand? Just so you know what's on there? Or do you want to wait?
I already know it's bullshit.
It is bullshit. I'm gonna be honest with you.
So you don't have to send it to me.
The episode is gonna be hilarious.
No, it's gonna be hilarious. Don't send it. Don't send it to us because no spoilers. We already know we're gonna get mad, but it's gonna be more surprising at who it is that we're mad at.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the episode. If you did listen to Alina Baraz, please post your favorite song. Let us know what your favorite song is.
Alina, I'm sending you the episode.
Yep. We're going to send you the episode of Alina Baraz. We love you.
And a sweater.
Super talented. And with the post-it note. We'll see
you. Send you my album, too.
Next time.
Peace.
Peace, geese.